Okay. So last week we spoke about one letter, opening letter of Pasha. This week we're going to discuss the opening verse of the Pasha, opening Pasuk, which, as we've said in the past, check the website, rabbihavna.com. The idea is that that first Pasuk is a 14-year span. It says, Vayetze Yaakov, he left, Vayelech Harona, but that's 14 years in between. Why? Because we know from the Pesukim that he took a 14-year detour to sit in the yeshiva and learn, which we would say is like the worst hiding place of all time. Esau's looking to kill him, and where's Yaakov? He's in the Beis Medrash. Like, Esau is not thinking, like, where do I find Yaakov? He's not thinking of that. But okay, I think we once might have discussed that years ago. We're not going back there now. Maybe eventually again. Fine. 14-year span. Yaakov's leaving, but the verse is, it's just a strange pasuk. Vayetze, Vayelech, that's part of the reason. It's like two times he left. There's a lot, when you read that pasuk, there's a lot of extra words. Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov went out from Beersheba and he went to Haran. It could have said Vayetze Yaakov Haran. Why? Of course he's in Beersheba, that's what we know about. And it doesn't say he went, then he went, Vayelech. So because of all these extra words is how we know 14 years, but the Midrashim have different approaches as well. And there's a cryptic Midrash, Tanchuma. First one on the parasha. And the cryptic Medrash says that you should know, I'm Americanizing it, but you should know that Yaakov was going east. That's the direction he was traveling in. And you have to know that also a person who kills the Shoigeg in English now?
Accident,
murderer. By the way, he's got to travel east to the Ore Miklot, refugee cities. And that's why you learn this in the Pasuk of Yaakov. One of the most obvious questions is going to be like, what? Like, okay, we understand that someone who kills accidental murderer, that's two different parts of the Torah discusses it. But what is the English, the Hebrew phrase, Ma Sina Itos, Ma Shmita Itos Sina, what's one through the other? Why is the Medrash cryptically bringing up the accidental murderer when Yaakov's running to save his own life? Save his own life. Why are you bringing that in? Yaakov wasn't murdered. Yaakov didn't murder anybody. Eliphaz almost murdered him. We discussed that one year. Stole all his money instead. But like, what's going on here? So we're going to come up with three main approaches. And based on these three main approaches, there are little nuances in between. And hopefully a tremendous practical lesson for us as well. Hopefully. We don't need to, it's on this first pasuk. So now, first answer, again, with nuances. Yitzchak is 123 years old, and he calls over his firstborn son, Esav, and he says, okay, listen, I might be dying soon. I think I want to bless you before I go. What? Like, why are you thinking about death? So Rashi really tells us, when someone's within 5 years of the lifespan of their parents, you got to start getting nervous. Sarah died at 127, 123 is within 5 years. Fine, makes sense. As well, sort of pointed out, not by the early commentators, much more later commentators, is that the Gemara has a debate, but it comes out that Yitzchak's birthday was Erev Pesach and Pesach. Is another concept that great rabbis pass away on their birthday. Almost for sure, if Yitzchak was born on Erev Pesach, Pesach, he died, Erev Pesach, Pesach. So when he says, my day is coming close, yeah, because every year Pesach, he probably, you know, in the Jewish custom, I don't know how they celebrate birthdays. It's a reminder, if you're a righteous man, you're more likely to die today. Just thought of that now. But the fact is that there is that concept. We have spoken years ago, that a person has a power of blessing on his birthday. Power of blessing. Hasidic concept. In the mid-1800s, made famous by my great-great uncle, Michil Michalibna, Av Bezdin the Nizhnev Rav. He's the first one who talks about it. From he quotes the Stretner Rebbe. The Stretner gave out brachas on his birthday. Why? Says you can say a little differently. Why is Esau trying to give out a bracha? Why is Yitzchak trying to give out a bracha on his birthday? Not only because he's about to think about death, because it's my birthday, I got special power of blessing. Special power of blessing, give you a blessing. Okay, last week's parsha, what happens? Esav is out of a comedy show, right? Hide the animal. Every time he's capturing the animal, it disappears. The Malachim are letting it go. Literally like what's that guy, the English guy's name? Benny something. I forgot that guy.
Benny Hill.
Benny Hill. That's the music you need. If you're making a video right, you're making a video of Ace of capturing the animals, it's definitely
fast funny.
All coming to me right now. Now, you don't have to race, it's too good. But that's the thing, right? That music. Now, that and Ace is running around. Yaakov's calm, and his mother says, "Listen, go in." And Yaakov's like, No. He tells him, "A lie, Kolos, don't worry about it. If your father decides to curse you, crucial words, it's on me. On me." Yaakov goes in, split screen, Yaakov's getting blessed, and whatever that music was. That's what's going on here. Okay. Esav, when Yaakov walks in, he smells Gan Eden. There are some Hasidic commentators that point out that Esav was convinced he was dying. Isaac was convinced. Why? It's my birthday. I'm within 5 years of my mother, and I'm smelling heaven, and by the way, a few minutes, smelling hell. When Esav walks in, this is it, buddy. I see the light, stamp of the sun. I see the light, right? But he's going, right? Now Esav's sitting there, fine. The phrase, and yeah, it's the bracha, as Esav's coming in, another, this is probably music, the door switches, one's coming in, one's going out, and Yaakov's behind the door, Esav's walking in, says, Vayechra Yitzchak Charad Gedela. I don't know if you have in English. He was in impactful fear. He was extremely afraid. And again, a lot of reasons. He's afraid he realized he gave a lesson to the wrong guy. He's afraid that he woke up now and realized I got the wrong person here. Esav smells terribly. Whatever the phrase is going to be. Here it is. 33. Then Isaac trembled in very great perplexity. I don't know what that English is. By Yecharad, Charad, fearful, they'll say Trump. Yitzchak, Charad, Gedoilus. It's Charad, Charad. They change it from tremble to perplexity, but okay, because they don't like the word being repeated. But by Yecharad, Yitzchak, Charad, Gedoilus, it's very serious. Massive fear. And then Esav comes in. So I saw. It's based on a Medrash. I think Rav Acha from last week. The Medrash says that we have a Kabbalah that at the time of Akedas Yitzchak, when Avram is about to slaughter Yitzchak on the altar, that Yitzchak on some level died. And he had to be revived. He passed away and he had to be revived. And based on the Pesukim over there, the Medrash says that if you're going to say that Yitzchak died when he was willing to sacrifice himself, when he was happy to fulfilling a lifelong task of sacrificing himself for God, with his great father in there, that when this event happens, he certainly passed away and had to be revived. Sort of a Medrash. Like, yeah, I think actually the way the Medrash reads it, I mean, I think I'm reading it correctly. Which should mean, Yitzchak died. We could say as a comedy show, since we're doing a different music, we'll cue the music in a second for Charles, is that as Esav walks in, Yitzchak's taking out the stethoscope and he's reviving his father. He wants that blessing. He's reviving his father. And Esav says, Vayikruvu, you may obi obo. He says, my father's days are coming near to pass away. Right? My father's, here it is, in Mem Aleph, Vayayim Esav Beliba, Yikruvu, you may obel obi. What did I just say? 41. May the days of mourning for my father draw near. Not may. So in this interpretation means that on some level, people pass away revived. Not always are they in the healthiest place. And Yitzchak's like, listen, my father checked that. I revived him. I'm just saying I revived him in order to get the bracha. Yitzchak passed away. Esav revived him, probably trying to get the brachas. Then he lost out the brachas too late. But he's like, you know what? Old man ain't that good anymore. I had to revive him. Could be that Yaakov looked at himself and in the minutiae of the details was very strict on himself. We said years ago, the Vilna Gaon sat down and he was upset about, I don't know, 6 minutes of his whole year, 6 seconds of his whole year. Every second to the billionth degree they care about. And Yaakov said to himself, you know what? In the end, I was a part of the play, the trick. And because of that, my father blanked out, revived. On some level, I'm an accidental murderer. And therefore, what am I going to do now? My trip to Haran East is a form of, because we're accidental murderers, atonement. The same way Haru B'Shoigeg means kapara, some Hebrew words, Yaakov held the same way. Yaakov held the same. Now, what is an Ir Miklat? Who sits in an Ir Miklat? Who's in control of the refugee cities? Levim. Same, the Kohanim are in the tribe of Levi. Tribe of Levi runs it. Tribe of Levi, the Rambam says, are people who were set aside, they didn't get a portion of the land. The reason why they didn't get a portion is because they're supposed to sit and learn the whole day. They're the Kohanim guys. So Yaakov saying to himself, listen, I heard it. The Harada Gadola, I sensed it. My father checked out for a few seconds there. Now, by the way, in Halacha, in Halacha, if A kills B, A gets punished. A affects B, and B's in a coma, we wait. We wait. If B revives himself healthy again, we don't punish A. If B eventually passes away from A's abuse, we put him in a holding cell. Put him in a jail, a holding cell. We keep A in jail until we decide what's going to happen to B's life. B recovers, he's good. B passes away, we kill A. What did Esav say? Esav said here, guess what? My father's not going to recover from this. He's shaky ground. His days are near. Yaakov knows that. You know what Yaakov's thinking? I know my father recovered, but in the end, that was part of the whole game. And he did pass away. And he's still shaky. I'm an accidental murderer. I got to go to Refugee City. But we don't really have refugee cities. So let's do the next best thing of refugee city. The Rambam says, not only Levim who are separated from the Klal. It's not fear. According to the basic law, the Levim run the internet. They have no jobs. They sit and learn the whole day. Only Levim get the Torah. Rashi said that the other tribes came to Moshe complain. We're all in this game. So there are people who are allowed to set themselves aside and be supported by the Klal. What are they called? The Talmudic academies. The yeshivas. So Yaakov said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do repentance. Kapara of Ir Miklat, refugee city. Where am I going?
Shem and Abraham.
In order to have, surrounded by the Levim, whatever he's supposed to get in 500 years from now, whatever that refugee city is supposed to accomplish with the Levim around the guy, maybe the Levim make a guy do repentance, whatever the reasons are, I'll do the same thing. Answer number one again. The reason is that the Medrash is saying that the law, by the way, accidental murderer goes to a refugee city. We're 5 years away from that. It's because Yaakov felt this way because Yaakov felt he accidentally murdered his father. Maybe. More so, I saw brought down. Unbelievable. In this week's parasha, when Yaakov makes the blessing, he says in Pasuk Chaf, when he's talking to God, Yaakov took a vow saying, if Hashem will be with me, he will guard me. I'm this way that I'm going. He will give me the bread to eat, the clothes to wear. 21. And I return in peace to my father's house. The Shafti B'Shalom El Beis Avi. Big debate. We should have said, Lish Shalom or B'Shalom. Mar says, one is to a dead, when you're going to a dead person, you're never going to see him again. One is not. It seems he's saying Bishalom. You know why? Because what's the rule of the refugee city? The refugee city has a halacha. The refugee city has an halacha that goes like this. On the refugee city, the halacha is that the guy, the accidental murderer, goes there. How long does he go there for? How long is he in the refugee city for? The life of the Kohen Gadol. When the chief high priest passes away, everyone gets out of jail. If that we call that jail. Everyone gets out. Yaakov is headed to the refugee city that he created for himself. Why? Because he accidentally killed his father, but his father's still alive. Two different answers I'm about to give right now. That means Yaakov realizes, I'm going away. I'm going into exile, which is a form of forgiveness and atonement. And I'm going into refugee city exile. When do I get to return? When the high priest passes away. Who is the high priest? First answer is going to be Yitzchak. Yitzchak's the high priest. He says, I'm hoping I'll get to see my father again. But I realize I'm probably in exile until the Kohen Gadol of my generation, my father Yitzchak, passes away. Some want to say, but no, since Rivka said, on me, Yaakov said, I'm in Golis until Rivka passes away. And what happened actually, if you remember, when Yaakov's returning home, Rivka passes away. He doesn't make it home before she passes away. Timing is similar. So again, answer one, Yaakov, refugee city. The laws of refugee city are go to the Levim's house. He does. Laws of refugee city, wait for the Kohen Gadol to die. Yitzchak, Rivka, two different answers. Okay. Approach number two.
Approach I'm sorry, two. Avimelech was not alive anymore?
Avimelech? He's not a good guy. Am I missing
something? Sorry, Elimelech. Elimelech. He's a...
Who?
Elimelech.
Shame that not Elimelech. Elimelech's in the time of Rus. Not Avimelech.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Right. Who's the coin? Who's the coin then? Was it Avimelech?
Oh no, Shame ben Noach.
Shame ben Noach, right.
Shame ben Noach was a coin. Was Shame ben Noach around now? I do not think he's still alive. It's a good question though. Right here, give me a second. On page 53 in the art scroll, Shame dies in 2158. That means nothing to anybody here. Isaac was born, Yaakov was born. In 2108. Fifth, excellent, by the way. Wow, just maybe put this in. Cut it till now. Right, you figure it out. Shem died in 2158. Yaakov was born in 2108. So when Yaakov was 50, Shem passed away. And this event is after Yaakov's 50.
Eber is still alive. Eber's Shem's great grandson. Eber's still alive.
Eber dies in 2187. Right, well, he went to the yeshiva of Eber. But 2187, I did 2174.
Eber should have been a Kohen Gadol.
Wow, this is good. Eber, I think, is out by then. Eight? No, I think Eber. No, Eber is not alive when Yaakov stops returning. We'll check the years to make sure. Eber passes away during those years as well. After the 14 years, he goes to love him for 20 years. During those 20 years, he passed away and he starts coming back. So either we could do Rivka, excellent, we could do Yitzchak, or we could do Shemus and Eber. All of them are not alive, but Eber's a better one because he went to the Shiva of Eber, and Eber now is passed away before Yaakov makes his return, if he's called the Kohen Gadol. Again. Okay, I like it. If I remember correctly, if Rashi says he only went to Eber's Yeshiva, not Shem, that's one of the Diyukim. But where is it here? Hold on a second, I don't see it here. I have to look later. I'll tell you where it is. Where it says the 14 years. Where is it? First Rashi. No, not there. Rashi is the end of her here. Hold on. He was 63 when he left. Somewhere I think it says Abraham. I gotta look it up. We'll erase this whole part, Charles. Sorry. Okay, now. Either way, good. That's approach number one. Approach number two. Approach one or two is again. Based on the fact that Yaakov is looking at himself in the minutia of detail. Minutia of detail is that Yaakov felt. What is the representative of who Yaakov is? Titein emes liYaakov. Yaakov represents the attribute of truth. One of the most bewildering things is that when you look through this parasha, last parasha, he's taken the Bechor, possibly in a moment of weakness for Esav, possibly.
Taking advantage of dying of hunger and thirst.
And then he's dressing up and getting a bracha and maybe putting a semicolon in his words. Well, would say with the utmost respect. Then he's going to Laban's house when he meets her at the beginning of the parasha this week, by the way. When she tells him, you know, my father, by the way, is a trickster. He goes, I can match him. Yaakov, Titein emes liYaakov. Titein emes liYaakov. But there's a problem there. In order to get this, again, we trust 100% that it's emes, but it could look this way. That means on some level, Yaakov held a part of his own soul died. And he was doing repentance for his own death. He was the accidental murderer. His mother told him, do it. He's the accidental murderer on himself. And that explains, according to some, why God came to him in a dream right then. Because there are midrashim that say that Hashem doesn't speak to prophets, good ones, if they're not 100% honest. So right when Yaakov's in doubt, I'm on the run, I'm going to the east, refugee city, Levim, because why I sort of committed suicide on what I represented, God comes to him in a dream and says, don't worry about it. I'm here for you. You know what that means? I'm here for you in a dream, Yaakov. I'm here to give you prophecy. Why? You got to be in a good mood for prophecy. One of the rules we discussed in the past. You know what else you got to be? to be honest, individual. Yaakov, I'm here because you're so honest. Whatever a thousand interpretations, how would I explain these stories? And that's what Yaakov, that's why he came from the dream right now. That's okay, right. So to recap. Step one, Yaakov feels that Yitzchak. Step two, a part of his own soul was accidentally destroyed. Basically, he didn't want to do it, but accidentally destroyed. His mother said, do it for the good of mankind, whatever the reasons are, and he has to go into us. And that one has that God came from the dream right after, because you need Emma for that. Third answer. There's only a few people in that story, by the way. It's, who's in the room there during that musical play we did? Yaakov going out. Yitzchak in bed. And Esau coming up. Many Svarim. Svasemesh, but many, many, many Svarim. Use the approach that Yaakov felt on some level he was an accidental murderer of Esau. Now, why Esau? Different approaches. Easiest approach is that Yaakov, everyone has a reason to be in this world. Everyone has a soul with some goodness in it. Real Hasidic concept. We travel the world to try to grab those nitzotzes, the sparks of holiness around the globe throughout our journey in exile to end soon. Every soul has that, no matter how bad the person is. No matter how evil the person is, there's something there. And Yaakov was saying to himself, Esau's soul had something to it. So much so that Yitzchak almost gave him the blessing. That's how high on the level he was. And Yaakov said in the end, gun to my head, my mother told me to do it. But you know what? I took out the last, what's the word, vestiges, of the word, of sparks in his soul. And I sort of now made him into a murderer, accidental murderer. Some want to say even the fact that Asa could say the words, I'm going to wait till my father dies. Or some say he was saying, I'm going to kill my father. And Yaakov said, you know what that just means? He's lost it. He's become just evil. Evil incarcerated, the banality of evil. And Yaakov felt on that level, he's a little bit of a murderer. So therefore, since he killed Esau, he said, you know what I got to do now? I'm going into exile. What's exile? The Levium cities.
Or the yeshiva.
That's what I meant, right, or the yeshiva.
You yourself have said, if you want to hide right. Where you hide in the bone, the Torah.
Yes. Now, I want to add to this for us now.
Yeah, probably Esau couldn't even go.
Yeah, he couldn't get in there. He couldn't get in.
Remember when Rip
field was, force.
Right.
Pure evil can't get into certain places.
That's the only time he really wanted to get out of the womb.
Maybe. Now, there's a very big Hasidic concept. We haven't said this in a few years here. The idea is that any sin, transgression that one sees or hears, Baal Shem Tov 101, he has something to do with that sin. So, for example,
a chain of thought, chapter 6.
It isn't chain of thought. That if someone sees, if someone sees someone being Mechal Shabbos, he has to realize that in some level, his Shabbos is lacking. Because if his Shabbos was perfect, he wouldn't see someone else violating Shabbos. Has to be that way. On every transgression of the world. Not that you're sinning. No way. Someone else is sinning. But you see it. You walk by a restaurant and someone's eating non-kosher food. On some level, that doesn't have to be kosher food. Shabbos might be, they bring down what's Shabbos, that doesn't have the covered for Tamid the Chacham. The Chacham represents Shabbos, so the guy's violating Shabbos. You're good in Shabbos, maybe you're not respecting rabbis. It doesn't be exact, but it's something. There's a connection there. Yaakov's in the room. I think it says it here. Yaakov is in trouble. And it says, yes, yeah, it says right now what happens here.
What chapter, what line of verse?
We're on 140. We're on 27. We got last week's parasha.
Chapter 27.
27:45. And it says, when Rivka was told the words of her oldest son, which we read a second ago in 42:41 before, which was that he's going to kill Yaakov when Yitzchak dies, she comes over to him. She said, she summoned Yaakov, her youngest son, and said to him, behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself regarding to kill you. Rivka said to him, it's time for you to get out of Dodge. But Yaakov, on the level he was at, is saying to himself, I'm hearing that a Jew wants to kill me. I'm hearing about a concept of murder. He wants to kill his father. I'm hearing such a thing. I'm deficient in that area. Of what? Murder. I didn't murder anybody. I'm the accidental murderer. watered down. And therefore, I need atonement. I need atonement. A story, because Charles liked them. Story right now. Someone said it yesterday, this is my wife. When Rabin was killed, assassinated, Yigal Amir,
the president of Israel,
the president. That was Rabin. The guy's name was Yigal Amir, something like that. When he was killed. At the time, Rabin was doing things politically, not getting involved in politics. And one of the yeshiva students approached my great rabbi, Reb Zelig Epstein, that usually gets a smile out of Haskell, and he approached Reb Zelig and he told him, I know it's bad, but you have to understand that Rabin, X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z. And my friend told me it was one of the two times in his life he saw Reb Zelig get upset. Zell turned to him and said, do you understand that anyone my age who's in Europe, a geschreck, a scream, a cry, a tearing of the heart, that a Jew is capable of killing another Jew? There's no excuse after that. There's no words, but, maybe. No. Can't. And he was telling this person, you don't understand how the generation has descended into chaos. Because you don't understand how bad it is. Get the pie. He said, your first response to be, how did a Jew kill another Jew? In public. That the whole world can see it. We're not going down that road of politics.
You're supposed to kill a shogeg. What do you call it? No, a rota.
We're correct. Obligated now, to right. Kill a rota. His point, excellent question.
That's happened through the years. They've killed rota.
Correct. Absolutely. And excellent. Ours.
So why is that? We haven't descended. It's happened throughout our correct. History.
I think he was excellent. I think he was just saying that the guy's reaction to have the excuses, since it's in doubt, you weren't there, you weren't the guy doing it, your first reaction would be, oh my God. A Jew killed a Jew. But yes, excellent point. Now, I don't give ideas, but I want to say one thing. The reality is, it doesn't say this Baal Shem Tov. If you see a Jew doing an Avera, I don't think it means that. Any Avera you see, you have an attachment to it. You means on the littlest level. Yaakov saying, I heard third hand that Esav might kill someone, so I'm deficient. It's very far. It's a minor connection, but it's there. Right now, the last 30-something days, October 7th, obviously, it's a bad time. And a lot of Jews are thinking about different things to pick up. I would say, a guess, an idea, throwing it out there, maybe it will be cut out, that everyone has within us some deficiency in the area of accidental murder. Why? Because we're seeing massive deaths. So therefore, we're not going to Gull City. We could, of course, jump into the yeshiva. Of course, that's recommended. But maybe, for a little easier, maybe, let's pick an area of murder and try to fix that within ourselves. Two ideas come to mind. One, the Gemara in Erechim says, sort of it's admonished 5 seconds ago, so God must want this. Speaking, hearing, involved with Lashon Hara is murder. So it could be to say within ourselves, we'll do repentance in the area of Lashon Hara. But that's not so easy. Second area, murder, embarrassing someone, form of murder. Maybe within ourselves, we improve in these areas, because clearly, we have some connection to the concept of murder. Sadly to say. And hopefully, if it's just Michael Stephen and us in this room, and we improve that much in these areas, we're good enough to bring the chance. All we got to do is know we'll do our little bit, which is a lot. Our little bit's a lot. I'm thinking of these two tonight, literally for the last hour, because those are areas that are considered like murder. Based on what we're seeing with Yaakov, Yaakov felt 14 years he needed in a refugee city, and maybe 20 more. Depends how you read the Midrashim. That means it might have been 35 years, 34 years in a refugee city, because he has something to do with the murder of his father, himself, or Esav, on the minutia of the details of that. Thank you all.